Money FM 89.3. Best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. Let's talk about how artificial intelligence continues to become more prevalent in the workplace. Organizations, of course, increasingly looking for ways to ensure that their AI systems comply with relevant regulations, standards. Well, the field of AI compliance is complex and it is ever-changing, and staying up to date with the latest developments is essential for any organization that uses artificial intelligence. Well, Dow Jones Risk and Compliance have recently unveiled an industry-leading AI-powered research platform that enables organizations to build an investigative due diligence report covering multiple sources in as little as 5 minutes. No kidding there. The new offering is set to reshape compliance workflows. It creates an additional layer of investigation that can be deployed at scale. And we're going to find out more about this latest research platform. On the line with me is Joel Lang, Executive Vice President and General Manager, Risk and Research for Dow Jones. Joel, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. It's great to be with you.
This is one of my favorite topics: compliance, the law, governance, and now we've got AI involved. Tell us a little bit about your take when it comes to this whole cohesive approach to AI.
Well, the journey that we've been on in relation to this has been going on for a couple of years now, and really what we've seen in the marketplace is there's a lot of manual effort that goes into conducting investigations, gathering various disparate pieces of information together for researchers that working in banks, working in corporations. And there is definitely an opportunity to automate that. And so we've been working on an automated due diligence report tool, which we call Integrity Check, as I said, for about 2 years now. That kind of coincided with, in many ways, the hype cycle around generative AI. And there is a generative component within our capability, which is really bringing together these sources and summarizing them so that the user can really look at various risk events in relation to a company or a person and bring that together into a concise summary with full attribution of where that information came from, which saves, as you mentioned, saves a huge amount of time for these individuals.
Joel, I've got a bit of a two-part question here. I want to get your thoughts on the importance of harmonization of standards. So about 6 years ago, all the buzz was on framework for the governance of cryptocurrency. That took like forever to get done. Now that we've got AI involved, is it even more important? And could AI have helped those problems 6 years ago?
Well, I think as change comes into how we work, you know, how we pay for things, how business practices evolve, obviously there's a need for moving from best practices to standards to regulation. And obviously it's about really understanding the technology, really understanding what's possible, what the pros are, what the cons are, what the threats are, and also in ensuring that it's used in a responsible manner. So I definitely see that there will be regulation coming, and again, but it's going to follow that path of looking at what's best practices, standards that, you know, certain industries and regions will enact, and then seeing harmonization of regulation over time. But it's going to take time. I think we're still in the beginning of the journey here, and we'll see that evolve as the technology matures.
Joel, we might be losing some listeners who work in the governance and compliance space because the speculation is AI could replace compliance. Do you share that view?
Well, I think technical innovation over the years has complemented and accelerated various industries. You think of the establishment of the spreadsheet or the innovation of the spreadsheet and what then became Microsoft Excel. That didn't get rid of accountants, right? Mm. I think it was something that enabled them, and there's probably more accountants than ever. But what it helped them to do was to automate some rudimentary tasks, which previously were done by a huge amount of individuals. Now, I think that the professionalization of these areas and the focus that they'll have on the real work of analysis and decision making is only going to increase.
Yeah. So probably if I work in this space, I need to look into areas where it requires more meaningful action, and I need to develop skills and instincts in how to read the AI data that comes to me.
Absolutely. I think if you're working in those industries and you're managing false positives and and dealing with a lot of manual work that theoretically can be automated, then potentially your job is under threat. But if you work in areas where you're conducting analysis, where you're making decisions, where you're making really critical decisions for the organization, that will only continue. And obviously, those decisions need to be right. Those are things that you know shouldn't be automated, and need to continue to have highly educated people working on it.
See, all of this that we're discussing, Joel, is really about taking that proactive stance and embracing what's to come and how technology can help us. Take, for example, here in Singapore, IMDA has introduced the proposed model governance framework for generative AI for public consultation. I want to get your thoughts, Joel, on the rest of the APEC region. How else can this region take a more proactive stance in this?
Well, it's leaning into the innovation, for sure, and looking at what's out there, looking at how it applies to your business. But again, you know, I think that the level of caution that's there in relation to regulation, yeah, and obviously looking at what industry bodies are doing is important as well. It's a topic that I think a lot of industries are coalescing around, yeah, and will continue to do so. And that's obviously important as well.
Joel, I guess this next question is maybe more opinion-based, but I want to get your thoughts on addressing emerging risks with AI. Do you foresee a situation where there could be over-caution towards AI?
I think so. I think that people are seeing what certain tools are doing and the way that they work. And for example, if you have your video call that's recorded by an AI co-pilot, and it's misinterpreting what you're saying, and that may lead you not to want to use certain technology within your organization yet. You may want to see how it improves and evolves. But I think that the step change in relation to these initial tasks, you know, what we call with the integrity check product, we refer to as initial due diligence, yeah, is really looking at tasks that you're doing that are just taking such a long time and what opportunity you have to automate those. It's important to be able to grasp that opportunity. Obviously, it shouldn't over-egg it. We shouldn't allow the machine to make the decision. But if you can allow it to gather the information that's taking a lot of time away from you, to give you that leg up, to give you that extra boost in your working practices, I think that technology is available now. Mm-hmm. In terms of the technology being able to automate decision making, et cetera, I don't think that's now. I potentially don't think that's ever, right? Because the human in the loop is so important in relation to the critical decisions that you're making on the people and companies, and that can wait for later.
Mm. And so let's talk a little bit about that integrity check from Dow Jones. For those who are unaware, what kind of companies are we targeting here, or are you targeting here with this Dow Jones integrity check?
Well, we're very much in an innovation stage at the moment. You know, the application is a point solution. So, and I guess what I mean by that is that it's basically customers can log in, they can run a report, and they can receive the output. And I'd say that initial intelligence will allow them to kind of continue their work in relation to that investigation. So we're very much looking at, you know, banks that are conducting investigations that have large investigations teams where they potentially receive an alert from a system and they need to do an investigation. We also see corporates using it to conduct third-party risk on their suppliers, on their agents, part of an anti-corruption best practice. And then how that actually flows into the workflow is something that will evolve as we see the different use cases bedding in. But it's very much about, for any researcher that's doing diligence on a company, on a person, it's something that's meant to give them a super boost of intelligence as they continue their investigation.
So definitely it could cross into the arena of business intelligence or reputational intelligence. Joel, any thoughts on the application in certain aspects of government? For example, here in Singapore, if a company wants to get a vendor, they have to put up 3 quotations. But a system like that could save a lot of time.
Definitely. There's a lot of use cases like that. You know, I think for the betting industry, for the gaming industry, that's looking to evaluate players, for the real estate industry. Anywhere that there's a certain amount of know your customer, know your vendor, know your third party, the solution that we deal is well positioned.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I've been speaking with Joel Lang, Executive Vice President and General Manager, Risk and Research for Dow Jones. Joel, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.